rage, the great Earthshaker said, "The gall of him! Noble, no doubt, he is, but insolent, too, to threaten me with forcible restraint, who am his peer in honor. Sons of Cronus, all of us are, all three whom Rhea bore, Zeus and I, and the lord of those below. All things were split three ways, to each his honor, when we cast lots. Indeed, it fell to me to abide forever in the grey sea-water. Hades received the dark mist at the world's end, and Zeus the open heaven of air and cloud. But earth is common to all, so is Olympus. No one should think that I shall live one instant as he thinks best. No, let him hold his peace and power in his heaven, in his portion, not try intimidating me. I will not have it, as though I were a coward. Better to roar and thunder at his own, the sons and daughters he himself has fathered. They are the ones who have to listen to him."
Wind-swift Iris answered, "Shall I put it just that way? God of the dark blue tresses, bearing this hostile message back to Zeus? Or will you make some change? All princely hearts are capable of changing, and, you know, the Furies take the part of elder brothers."
Poseidon made reply, "Excellent, Iris. Very well said. That is a point well taken. It is a fine thing when a messenger knows what is fitting.
But it irks me his being so quarrelsome, railing at me who am his peer in destiny and rank.
I yield, though. But I take it ill, by heaven. And there is more to say. With all my power I warn him, if without me and Athena, Hera and Hermes, and the lord Hephaestus, he should make up his mind alone to spare steep Ilion, and will not sack it, will not give the Argives the upper hand, then he incurs our unappeasable anger." When he had said this, turning from the Achaeans, into the deep he plunged. And the soldiers missed him. Then, to Apollo, Zeus, who gathers cloud, said, "Go, dear Phoebus, to the side of Hector, now that the god who shakes the earth has gone into the salt immortal sea. He shunned our towering anger. Had he not, some others might have had lessons in the art of war, even the gods below, round fallen Cronus.